Christians are facing a major assault in a state in India. Palestinian Christians are asking for prayer as threats continue, and missionaries pray that a Christian youth center will save a city physically and spiritually. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians are the targets of violence in India's Rajasthan state. It's hitting Hope Givers International especially hard. Hope Givers Bill Bray tells us Hindu nationals are upset about a book that talks negatively about Hinduism. Bray says Hindus are lashing out at Hope Givers and they had nothing to do with it. He details the reaction.
In Kota, where our headquarters is located, they have revoked all the licenses of all of our institutions en masse. So the police are going around putting up cease and desist orders on the schools, on the hospital, on the orphanage.
Their health and orphanage workers aren't giving in. Bray says Hope Givers leaders have also been targeted for arrest.
Two of our leaders are still in jail, have been in jail for 16 days. They have not been able to arrest Dr. Samuel Thomas yet, or Bishop M.A. Thomas.
Hindus feel threatened by the thousands of people turning to Christ in the region. Federal investigators are heading there to investigate. Next, the fury over Muhammad cartoons hit with intensity in Turkey, the largest unreached nation in the world. Muslims make up 99.7% of the population of 70 million people. Although the Turkish government is more secular, IN Network's Behnam Knutgun says,
people are not secular and people hate Christians, and because of that, the Christians are scared.
They're scared also because a Catholic priest was killed in cartoon-related violence. Knutgun says that the church is also called to love.
So the church should forgive these people. The church should be hope to those people. The church should love these people and pray.
There are only 3,000 evangelical Christians in Turkey, but Knutgun says that they're central to spreading the gospel.
Relationship is key, very important. When people know that you love them, you care for them, then they will understand you, then they will listen to you. If you don't love them, if you don't care, they will not listen to you. So relationship is very important.
You're listening to Mission Network News. While there is erroneous information being reported out of Gaza last week, Christians there are asking for prayer. Miscommunication caused by a language barrier resulted in E3 Partners reporting incorrectly to MNN that the Palestine Bible Society in Gaza was blown up. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle.
It was another Bible society in the West Bank called the Living Stones. It's in a place called Berzet, and that one was firebombed. The one in Gaza was threatened to be bombed on the 28th of February or afterwards, and that threat is very much still alive.
According to Doyle, despite the increasing threats and hostilities, believers are ready to work.
Instead of going and hiding, they are serving Christ with a passion, reaching out to people, and they are certainly brothers and sisters that we can be very proud of for their courageous stand for Christ.
E3 Partners has a pastor's conference planned in the region in the next few weeks. Meanwhile, Cueto, Angola is a suffering city, and Africa Inland Mission is gearing up to help. With an average age of 15, promiscuity and HIV/AIDS rampant, and the lack of spiritual direction, AIM missionaries have a plan. They want to build a youth center, which will consist of a gymnasium, library, and subsidized HIV/AIDS clinic. This will allow them to not only help with educational and physical needs, but also spiritual ones. It may be the only answer for this village. They need $300,000 to build. And Buckner Orphan Care International needs people who want to bring love to orphan children around the world. Several short-term trips in June and July urgently need more participants in order to make the trips happen. It's a great opportunity to bring a smile to a child's face, but more than that, it's a chance to bring the message of hope and eternal life through Jesus Christ. Buckner is offering more trips this year than ever before. Go to our website for trip information. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Parables of the Vineyard by Pamela Reeve. Drawn from John chapter 15, she reveals the secret to peace in the midst of change and sorrow, as God lovingly prunes us to bear the fruit of Christ. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.